Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hey, welcome everybody. Welcome to the Fire It Up with CJ show. Today I have John Ray Burgess, who is a gifted psychic as well as someone who is an Emmy Award winner and a former executive from Disney who now uses her intuitive gifts to help make spirituality practical. And today she is going to be sharing with us some of her intuitive life skills for us to use when we're at work and helping us make decisions and for business planning. So welcome, Jonna. Okay, we're still trying to get her on the line. We were having some difficulties with our connection. Sometimes
this happens. I have materialized. Can you hear me?
You have. Yes, I can. Hey. Okay. So I was saying that we... my question for you was how we can use our intuition to make decisions at work.
Mm-hmm. A way that I love to get just a split second decision on anything at all is first you take that deep breath, and then you go ahead and visualize a traffic light. Mm-hmm. And if it's a red light, don't do it. It's a bad idea. If it's a green light, go for it. And if it's a yellow light, proceed, but very, very cautiously.
Okay, so let's say that I was trying to make a business decision, like, should I be advertising in this venue or not? How would I know that my own biases aren't entering into the equation?
And that's a great question, because especially in our multimedia world where we're bombarded with, like, over 2,000 pieces of separate information every single second, we have a head full of knowledge, you know? And we're judging, we're analyzing, we're criticizing, we're projecting. All of those things are going on in our head. And that's where we second-guess ourselves, or we assume that someone else is meaning something that maybe they didn't mean. All that's in our head. And when we take that deep breath, what we do is we raise our consciousness and take our awareness into our heart, and that's where wisdom is. And so you're not losing any of the knowledge that you have in your head, but what you're doing is you're tempering it with the wisdom from the heart with that deep breath. And that means that, yes, you can trust what you get instantly. If you stop to analyze it and think, well, I can't believe I got a green light, I'm not so sure that that's a bet, then what you did is you just shifted right back into knowledge and away from wisdom. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I just did it myself. So when I originally, and you said, go ahead and pull it in, I saw a yellow light. And then when I tuned into my heart, I saw a green light. So isn't that interesting? So there is a difference if you tune into it at that level. That's fascinating.
It's great, because really we are crammed full of knowledge. And in our society, we're kind of rewarded for having so much knowledge. You know, what have you read? What letters do you have after your name and all that good stuff? And it's so funny, because some of the wisest, smartest people I know never even went to college, you know, but they're coming mm-hmm. from that open-hearted place of wisdom and seeing the big picture, which we really can't do too well when we're just stuck in our heads.
Yes, I hear you. So how about the other things? And here, going back to the big picture, but this is in a different context, and one of the things that I've used myself and I think is really helpful is to pull on the right side of your brain, your intuitive side, to vision about your business and create a business plan. What kind of resources could we use, similar to the red, green, yellow light, which would be definitely helpful in doing business planning? What are some other things that we can do when we're kind of going through that business planning process?
Well, you kind of touched on it a little bit with saying, you know, visualizing yourself in a certain situation. I've found that that is an incredibly powerful thing. Well, backing up for just a second, I think it really helps if you think, you know, it's not a job, it's a mission. You know, if you feel so passionately about what you're doing that it's something that you would do whether or not you were actually getting paid for it. Because then what you're doing is you're putting yourself in alignment with really caring about it, and you're setting yourself up to win, because what you're focusing on, what you're working on, is something that means so much to you that all your senses are going to be heightened. And, you know, paying attention to any little hunches that you get, any little nudges, any little coincidences that suddenly happen. Like, you're thinking about expanding into this kind of a line, and suddenly you see something on the internet about how this is just so popular, especially with, like, preteen girls who have lots of buying power. And you're thinking, yes, right. Okay, that's my sign. But what I was going to suggest was, as you take your deep breath, go ahead and just close your eyes and visualize yourself in the first scenario, in the first situation. And look around you and see, you know, what does your workspace look like? Who are you working with? What do the books look like? Just imagine, just pretend, you know, and see how you feel emotionally. And then dissolve that into light, and then go ahead and visualize scenario B. Same thing. You know, if you make this other decision, if you make your plan go this way, what are you going to be bringing into your sphere? What kinds of things would you have around you? Who would you be working with this vision that you wouldn't be working with in the first scenario? And see how that feels. And it's really interesting because I'm a groupie about bringing together science and spirituality. I really like to take the woo out of woo-woo, and I like to really, you know, let people know that what we used to call magic, now we call quantum physics, you know. So being able to quote Einstein, where he's talking about imagination is more important than knowledge, when we can take our imagination in a scenario like this, and where we're trying to imagine what's going to be the best direction for our business to take, and we truly get into this. You take your deep breath, you get centered and grounded, and give your mind free rein to imagine. You're going to find your left and right hemispheres joining hands across the aisles and coming together and really helping you create a very powerful, positive solution that is probably the direction that you should be going.
And how about manifesting? And I love that, by the way, because when I did that myself, I was doing it as you were stepping us through the exercise. What I saw was two possibilities, but I also felt as I could feel my resistance to those things. And then I also thought, you know what, this is where free will comes in place, where you get to decide which of those two visions that you want to take based on all the different visions and circumstances that you saw when you tuned into version A, version B. Love that. That's a really powerful exercise. But what do you do if you don't have any vision? Let's say you have no vision of where you should go, which oftentimes creating new businesses, you kind of know, but you really don't have a clear vision.
Well, that's a great question, too, because I grew up in Allentown, Pennsylvania, a big Quaker influence, and my favorite Quaker proverb is, when you pray, move your feet. Meaning that if you just kind of sit there thinking, okay, give me a vision, let me see what I'm supposed to do, show me exactly the direction I'm supposed to go, and nothing happens, my feeling is that you're trying too hard to force something, you know, and you're nervous, you kind of doubt yourself. And so what you do is you just start going in a direction. You move your feet. And if it's the right direction, things will start to unfold for you. I have seen this over and over in my own life and in the lives of, you know, like thousands of people that have counseled through the years. When things are not going right at work, or they just can't make a go of it, chances are they're not doing the right work, or they're not doing it the right way. And it's going to call for them to have like an energetic shift in some way, whether they actually literally change what it is they're doing, whether they bring a different team on board, or whether they just change the focus and how they're doing it. They have to make some major shifts to get rid of those roadblocks so that when they're moving their feet and when they're praying, barriers are just going down in front of them and things are just kind of coming to them very clearly. There's no question in their mind that, yes, this is the right direction because look how this is unfolding and look how I'm making progress with this. And in a personal sense, in a professional sense, in a financial sense, it all comes together and you start to feel this joy. That doesn't mean that you're not going to work your tail off. You know, I'm not saying that there's going to necessarily be this angels carrying banners and singing and poof, suddenly you're the CEO. I'm not saying that it would necessarily fall that way, but...
Oh, my bubble just got popped.
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm just kidding.
And then the other thing, as you're putting your plan together, as you're developing your mission and your goals and all that, I cannot overstress how important it is to always be aware of your hunches. When I was the director of communications at Legoland, California, The Lego company hired me away from SeaWorld to open up the Lego park back in 1998. They were getting that together. And my goal was to do every possible promotion that, anyone could bring in, you know, and just really raise awareness, because this was the first Lego-themed park in this country. So it was a big job to make that happen. And the woman who at the time was the, I think she was the promotions manager, came and said, "Oh, I just got this great promotion to do with this little airline that's right behind the park, you know, like a little commuter airline. And so I want you to just do a really big promotional push on this and do press releases and really get out the word about how Legoland is in partnership with this wonderful little airline." And what we were talking about, that red light, it just came up. You know, it was just there. It's like, on the surface, wow, what a great thing. You know, how cool that an airline would actually want to partner with this park, and how wonderful is this? And but I tell you, that red light was just flashing. And so I said, "Thank you so much. Yes, I'll take this, and I'll take a look at this." And I didn't do anything with it. And like a couple days later, she said, "Well, where's the press release?" And I said, "You know, I'm working on it." And I was like, "For God's sake, no, don't touch it, don't touch it." And she was getting more and more angry. And within 2 weeks, that little airline went out of business.
Wow.
And, you know, I had no logical reason for not doing it. I mean, on the surface, it looks fantastic, and it was damaging my relationship with another you know, department manager. But in no uncertain terms, I definitely got the feeling, don't move on this. And thank God I didn't, because that would have taken months, if not a couple years, of fixing that PR nightmare. It's like, how can you trust us with your children when you can't even trust us to know if this airline's going to be there, be safe, you know? So,
well, here's the question that story prompts, is that, you know, sometimes we have an intuition, and as I say, it's the intuition at the moment. So had you had that, you know, could you have, you know, tuned in each day and come up with a different answer? Like, could it be red as of Tuesday, and on Friday it would be green? Or how do you know that red means stop forever?
This is where you can recheck it if you want to. Like, I would do that. I'll get a vision of something, and I'll dissolve it away into light. And if it comes right back, then I go with it. If it doesn't, then I realize, okay, no, that wasn't something that I should trust. That's not a sustainable vision. That's not something that I would want to plug into what I'm working on.
Yeah.
So you can check it, but just be careful you don't err on the side of going, you know, sneaking your consciousness back up into your analytical head, you know.
Right. Going back to what you said earlier in the very beginning part of the interview, which is breathing into your heart to make sure that you're coming from a heart space versus a head space, will be critical in whatever you do, right? Anytime you're doing this kind of intuitive gut feels, that's kind of the key, I think. That's new to me. I never thought about it.
Yeah, ideally you want to bring them together, you know, and the knowledge and the wisdom, the head and the heart. And with practice you will. You know, but anytime you doubt it, go ahead and you know, check out that little light. And another thing that was my own personal experience, you know, I grew up seeing dead people, so I everybody has. Yeah, I know it's an interesting segue, but and again, that goes back to my, you know, science and spirituality thing, law of physics. Energy can't be created or destroyed; it just changes form. Life is an energy; it just changes form. So I might have a different perspective on people who are in spirit than the average business person would, because I have regular conversations with them. And as far as like how you use this in work when you're creating business plans, projects, things like that, shortly after I started working at Disneyland, Walt Disney started showing up in my dreams. And he was drunk and angry. He was swearing. He was hating the fact that women thought they could be in charge of anything. And why in the world wasn't marketing doing this and this and this? Yeah, because I was a broadcast publicity supervisor. And then he would storm out of the dream. And I would be so surprised, because Walt Disney was always this sweet grandfatherly guy, you know, in the wonderful World of Color on Sunday evenings. And a real sweetheart. And who was this tyrant, you know?
Right, who is this curmudgeon? Get him out of the dream.
I love that. Curmudgeon is such an awesome word. but I would type up the demands, really, that this curmudgeon was making in my dreams, and give them to my boss. And then he would take them to corporate meetings in Orlando, and it would end up becoming new Disney corporate policy. There were different projects that Walt would demand that I do. One was a Clean Air Road rally I did back in, I think it was 94, and Leslie Nielsen was involved in that, and you know, a couple other celebrities. Frank Wells had just recently died in that freak accident on his vacation. This was back in 94. And he had told me that I could use his electric car. And his widow contacted me and said, Frank really wants his electric car to still be used. He cared about it so much, I know he would still want his car to be used in the road rally. So we did that, and that got phenomenal international coverage, and that was also in the Congressional Record, that particular event. And that was another thing where that was Walt telling me, you need to do this.
I think so. I need Walt to come over and help me with my business planning. Can I just call on him? If only I could see dead people.
Well, just keep paying attention. Just keep opening that door and being aware of that possibility. Because really, any kind of hunch that you get, pay attention to that. Are you there? Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you, yes.
That's so weird. You know, you must have that psychic energy that that we have sometimes that results in our lines going crazy. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
I can stop watches, too.
No, seriously, I don't, and I'm not even sure if the listeners can hear this, but on my end, I hear this, wow. Like I hear this, you have so much energy emanating off you. And I have this with some guests who have so much energy, I can literally hear the energy like vibrating off of their field.
Oh, yeah. You? So I've had people tell me that in readings too sometimes, where they can,
yep.
Like when I say I go up to get information, they hear a whoosh when I go up. So,
wow.
Yikes.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
I think, you know what I think is happening? I think that all these people are trying to like, hey, now that I know she's listening, I got some ideas that I want to give to her.
That would make perfect sense. Well, so I guess this is literally dead air then that you're talking about.
Exactly.
With all of the dead exactly. People standing forward saying, hey, how about this idea?
Exactly. We need a dead air space for our dead people to come over and talk to you. All right, so we have some wonderful tips on what to do. I love the traffic light idea. I also love the idea of kind of visioning various outcomes and imagining yourself in there and then seeing kind of what emerges from that. And
yeah.
Then I mean, these are just really practical, wonderful tips that I think that, you know, I think that sometimes we struggle. It's almost like we lack. And I'm actually we is me. I could say that I sometimes lack creativity in trying to figure out how to take these wonderful intuitive gifts and then use them in my work, in my office with other people. And so in the next segment, we are going to be talking about how to use your intuitive mojo at work to influence and persuade people to your ideas and how you use your intuitive abilities if you're having a conflict with someone. How would you resolve that using your intuitive abilities? So many thanks to you folks out there who are in Seattle. John Ray Burgess will be teaching on practical spirituality at eastwestbookshop.com on October 6th. So please make sure to sign up for her classes, which I think may be full already. Is that true, John? What are we going to do? Are you going to be doing more classes? Because someone said, I want to sign up, but it's full.
I don't think it's full, but I will check with them, and if it is, then I would just have to come back very soon.
Okay, good, because we want you up here in Seattle. We love you in Seattle.
Oh, so. I love Seattle. It's awesome. Everybody's so perky from that coffee.
It's chemically induced. So, folks, make sure to join the adventure every week on Fired Up with CJ as we explore the many paths to your happiness. And please make sure to friend us on Fired Up with CJ to get a schedule for the upcoming shows. We'll be right back. I'm just a simple girl in a high-tech digital world. Really trying to understand all the powers that rule this land. The same as Jay's big butter's boss. Kate Moss can't find a job.
In a way, hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.